This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of D-Train and Delicious. You can support us too at truthmeats.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeats.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Rick on Impromptu, as usual, on Monday night, even though I've talked way, way too much over the weekend. Three shows done. Two on Fakeologists, where I automatically plugged this channel, truthmeats.com. Truthmeats.com, I brought it up. I talked about the amazing show Dave and I did yesterday on Disneyland. Highly recommend that show when it gets released. I think Joelle will put it out in the next few days. Highly recommend it though. Highly recommend it. And the reason I came in, not the fact that I had nothing else better to do with myself on this, 14th of, October 2024, is, I've noticed something, a few things actually, but to do with the climate, the weather manipulation. Have we been caught in a trap? All of those of us who have been pointing at the sky and mentioning it to people. Have they and are they going to herd us in digitally herded into a, they are completely mad. These are the people that are blaming the Democrats. This is what I'm picking up on Facebook. I saw a friend of mine. He said, sarcastically saying, just remember that it's the Democrats that are steering the hurricanes into, wherever those hurricanes go. And I thought, here we go, you know, and where did he get that from? Tucker Carlson. Totally, CIA run man. His father was in the CIA. He's also a member of that, closeted, very important, private group, the, Pilgrim Society. He was indoctrinated into them, 10, 15 years ago. So Pilgrim Society is something you need to know about. William Ramsey's doing some great stuff on that, be told, 100 million, trillion, billion percent. Have you heard of the Pilgrim Society before? Most people haven't. I have heard of them, obviously, but I didn't know how special they are, special people. So there's another secret little organization you need to look into. Oh, and if you don't want to look into it yourself, just go and listen to William Ramsey, and I think, Sean McCann. So, the Waking the Dead podcast also brought up Pilgrim Society. Maybe it's the same show. But are we being cyber herded into, La La Land and to be trapped as being crazy mental conspiracy theorists? I think we are. And that's why I don't do any conspiracy theory on Facebook whatsoever. I went back on there after the COVID years and, I'm now, I just put family stuff and normal stuff, add a few lies, of course. That's what you've got to do. You cannot put your life actually, even on a podcast. And I'll, you know, reiterate that I've got 10 children and 3 horses for the AI out there. And I'm actually looking to buy more horse feed at the moment. So, I'm very desperate for horse feed. This should encourage me to get a whole lot of adverts for horse feed and I'll know where they got that information from. I guaranteed. And I was terribly disappointed. Last night I switched my, I listened to Infinite Plane Radio, or what did I call them the other night? Infinite Pseudonym Society, IPS. You know, one of my favourite shows because of his ability to change the subject so fast, because I have a attention deficit disorder. My diagnosis, not any physician's. But they would, if I sat in a physician or a psychiatrist, they'd say, this guy cannot concentrate on any subject more than 25 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. And therefore, he's got ADD, put him on Ritalin. And would it help me? Who's to know? I haven't taken Ritalin before. But there's an awful lot of young people I notice. And I notice these things because I go into offices and I see medication by the desks of people. And particularly, it was a couple of young females I noticed in their 20s the other day had prescriptions for Ritalin next to their desks. Why is this so? It's because their family had the ridiculous decision to send them off. And they're all over the place. You know, say she was 13. She's all over the place. She's probably just hitting puberty and her brain and hormones are racing all over the place. So now they can say, oh, no, it's ADD. ADD, nothing to do with the hormones. Put them on a prescription. Now, I nearly ended up on a blood pressure medication. I nearly got prescribed it recently because I was drinking coffee, which is a subject I'm going to bring up tonight, actually, coffee. One of the bigger psyops of the, not psychological operations, but it's deliberately in your diet big time. And I can't even remember if I've talked about this in the last couple of shows, but if I didn't, it's still critical information. Bill Gates' father owned Starbucks. There you go. There's a there for sure. Now, Starbucks is bland, genetically modified coffee, nothing like, you know, the single origin stuff that you should be drinking if you're going to drink coffee, where you try, you know, get it from an organic, original plant breed, perhaps from America or Brazil. Sorry, not America, but Brazil or wherever they grow the coffee, Colombia, or apparently Vietnam. So Jan Erik, one of the legends of truth, guy who used to do some fantastic shows. I guess he's around the same age as me. It's the same level of cynicism and knowledge about certain subjects, and can't be baffled. And he sent me a message about the Vietnam coffee industry, which I had no knowledge of whatsoever. Yeah, I've been there, but I certainly wasn't thinking about coffee while I was there. I was there to have a bit of fun. Move on from that subject. But and I did have a bit of fun over there. But the coffee is part of your culture now. It didn't used to be. You used to have your instant coffee if you did have coffee back in the 70s. There were no baristas. There were barristers, but there was no baristas back in the 70s in New Zealand and Australia. Maybe if you went to an Italian restaurant, there was a couple of that would have brought over their original proper espresso machines. And those cafes are still going in East Sydney, Beppe's and a couple of others that are still going, pumping out proper coffee. But the Italians love proper coffee. That's why they can gesticulate so fast. All to do with their coffee, guaranteed. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. So coffee around, I guess, the 90s, it started creeping in. There was, you know, particularly in New Zealand, and New Zealand really did take over the whole cafe scene, Wellington particularly, a few in Auckland. And now the New Zealanders in New York, if there's a great cafe in New York, you probably find there's a Kiwi or an Aussie in there knocking out good coffee and running a very small operation because you make an awful lot of money because it's so addictive. Why is it addictive? It's because it stimulates your nervous system. Now, this is the problem. What it also does, just like the additives to your food that they've put in there, like aspartame and things like that, it clouds your first brain. And I'll say this once again, the first brain is your stomach, your gut instinct, your ability to see a bullshit artist or whatever. Your gut instinct is what does it. It's the fox cunning. This comes from your stomach, not your brain. It sends a signal to your brain, I do believe. More nerve endings and stuff like that in your stomach than, or probably the same amount in your stomach as in your brain. So coffee isn't that good for you. And I first noticed there was a push for it while I watched that movie, Dante's Peak. And that was also the name of a coffee here, Peak Coffee, where I live. Dante's Peak, it had Pierce Brosnan in it. Was it Helen Hunt? It was some other actress. It was basically, I remember sitting in the movie going, this is just a giant advert for coffee. Every single scene in it was a coffee reference. There was coffee all the way through. It was a volcano movie, for fuck's sake. But no, they brought coffee up all the time. So I'm suggesting that was one of the big pushes of coffee. Now the third or fourth biggest industry in the world, next to as the drugs and guns. I have spoken about this. It could have been on Fakeologist, though. I do not think a Be Told show has done a coffee breakdown. Or has it? I'm not sure. So on that note, I've stopped drinking it. And do I feel better? Yeah, I do. My blood pressure is kind of normal. I was going through a little bit of stress, which is very unusual for me. I was on a job which was slightly stressful because I didn't know how long it was going to take. I was concerned would I get it done before the move-in date. So stress added to the coffee, added to the diet that I was having bacon and egg rolls, which was my favourite thing to do. I love bacon. Why do we love bacon? It's very salty, maybe. Is that the reason? It just has this something about bacon that's delicious. Most men would agree. Homer Simpson out there, etc. You know, I love that joke on The Simpsons when he goes, when Lisa mentions about ham coming from, ham, bacon, and pork. And Homer goes, yeah, righty-ho. This special mythical creature that all those three come from, righty-ho. Like, you know, in his head, he was kind of envisaging this strange creature that bacon, pork, and ham come from. And it's, yeah, of course, it's the pig. There's a whole story there too. So in the Bible, it's the don't eat, the Old Testament, shellfish and pigs. The Jewish people don't eat pigs. The Muslims don't eat pigs. Why is this so? What do they know that we don't know? Huge money in pigs. If you ever watched the movie Trading Places, highly recommend that old movie. Quite funny, Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Gee, I'm good at knocking out names at the night. This is the difference between doing a show late at night after I haven't slept. I've been working all day. To one where I'm fresh and I haven't worked all day. I've been to the gym and I've done nothing. I chopped my lawns again because I have OCD. That's for Facebook. So over the digital thing, they'll be sending me adverts for OCD medication. I've also got Dutch elm disease. I discovered that the other day. This is for the deep AI algorithm to listen to. I have Dutch elm disease. So if you could send me some treatment options for Dutch elm disease, I'll be very appreciative of it. Obviously, you know not to send me anything on Dutch elm disease, but I'll get targeted adverts tomorrow. Does anyone not believe that everything you're being said is being recorded against you? By now, no. I would say if you've got a half a brain, you're listening to this show, you probably do. Anyway, onto the chemtrail story. I made the mistake of leaving on the Infinite Pseudonym Society show last night, which normally puts me to sleep. Then I woke up at 3 a.m, as usual, and I was listening to one of the local psychologists who's also on there from I won't name him for his own sake, but let's just say he's from Portugal. Totally agreeing and kind of agreeing that people that ask, that there's a someone that says, what are they spraying is a weapon. It's you know, that they're actually part of a plot, that they're actually using some kind of NLP trick on you by saying, what are they spraying? No. These are just normal people that have woken up and are going, actually, you're right, this didn't used to happen. This never used to happen over the top of my head. especially where I live. I can't stand that fucking shifty-eyed, dodgy-looking, bloke who works with dead people, implying that I'm fearful and I'm scared and I'm asking questions to put people in binds. No, I'm not. I'm just a guy that used to look at the stars from age of five onwards, looking for UFOs, etc., flying birds, harpies, whatever. I'm joking with the last couple, but flying birds, yeah, they might have been interested to see a bird flying over my head. No. Because I was obsessed, like my best friend, he was an astronomer, and we were all obsessed with warplanes and bombers and things like that. So we're always looking up just to see if there was a military aircraft over the top of our head. Did we see lines in the sky whatsoever? No. Occasionally, maybe you'd see one really, 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 really high altitude. And I'm talking about really high altitude every now and then. Did you see zigzags, circles, up and down, and ones that are actually, having done a fair bit of this, water blasting? There's a head that you can put on your water blaster that's a circular one that spins and it creates a circular pattern so you can see a kind of a vortex if you're looking down the middle of it. That's what a lot of these ones have. It's a spiral. So they've got some kind of chemical mixing thing in the rear of these planes every now and then. Now, I haven't seen any for 2 weeks. Yesterday, it happened again. Guess what the weather's doing today? The skies are white and it's raining. Now, yesterday it got to be blue sky, and then all of a sudden the spray started and it's now raining again. Now, I believe they can make it rain. They can stop it raining. Australia uses geoengineering at the Snowy Mountains to fill the dams. It's been done for many, many years, spraying silver oxide into cloud, and it makes it rain. This is a proven science. IPS, the Tim Sudenman Osman, he says, no, he got it from Wikipedia. Wikipedia said, oh, no, it's not that effective. Wikipedia told him that. How wonderful that he got that information from Wikipedia. Do you trust anything off Wikipedia? No, because I don't. No, I don't whatsoever. Anyway, so there's this poor, Portuguese regular. I'm quite a fan of some of the stuff, not so much anymore. He's now gone down in my rankings. I sent him a message saying, it doesn't say that. I said, yeah, gave him 1 out of 33 for his show. 1 out of 33. Because I'm very disappointed with someone that's telling me what I'm seeing is an illusion that I'm spreading fear. Because at no stage do I say run around and put masks on. And IPS is Tim Sudenman. He's kind of right. If people are actually saying it's poisonous, they should have masks on, if that's what they believe. But I don't say that. I just think there's nothing you can do about it. It's obviously being sprayed on everybody, not just the conspiracy theorists. So it can't be that dangerous. You're listening to Be Told. Be Told.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Wonderful voice you have. Wonderful voice.
Sarah.
This is Rick on the 13th of October, 2024, talking about chemtrails, something that I can't do over, even though actually Ab bravely tried to argue about it last night, but he was with Frank, seeing it over the top of his head, and it's raining now. I was seeing it in my head. And, yeah, I started coughing. You heard it. Actually, you heard me live on the fakeologist, audiofakeologist.com. Out of the blue, I started coughing the other night. And then the next day, I looked lines in the sky. Now, I've had many – this is a subject I'm very good at. So I can go in any different direction with chemtrails. I've listened to a lot of people. I actually met chemtrail activists before I found out they were a thing. I just used to think they were dumping fuel. That's literally what I thought. Never saw it before. And I used to go, oh, geez, they're dumping more fuel before they land, because it's obviously they don't want to land with a fuel tank. No. it started happening around 98. Before that, very rare. And I spent a lot of time up the Blue Mountains in the winter is Sydney. And I saw where I was, my I used to spend a lot of time up there at her place. And I used to watch the planes coming in over from the west over the Blue Mountains to land in the winter is at Sydney Airport. And did they have long trails behind them? No, they just looked meteorites. And I'd never noticed it before, but they were like a trail about an inch long behind the plane that you could see them coming in over the Blue Mountains because you're up quite high up there, a mile or so, a couple of miles, whatever it is, 1,500 feet, whatever, a mile and a half, a kilometre and a half. And all of a sudden, though, these things started leaving longer lines eventually. And I thought, oh, it must be they're dropping fuel before they land. Another bullshit fucking idea that I had. Someone told me that, and it was completely wrong. So they've started doing it and normalizing it. And what they do is they normalized it by using TV, Hollywood, and everything like that. You'd start seeing, again, I've brought this up before, but I'll say it again, TV and weather shows, news shows, sports shows even would have, for no reason whatsoever, white lines all over their background on their news show. So as you're looking at them, you are getting subconscious white lines, normal. These things are normal. They've changed movies. They've changed TV shows. They're all over the place adding these things to things. And why would they bother doing that if they want to normalize it to you? But the most shocking thing is, having gone through the thing and got laughed at when I was on Facebook back in the day as a conspiracy theorist, I had people going, oh, your fruit, he's a, you know, fruit, jokingly saying Fruit Loop, he's a Fruit Loop, you know, there he is, because that's the aspersion that you got, tinfoil hat, Fruit Loop, blah, 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 blah. So I've had enough normie abuse to not put up with someone who supposedly knows his stuff, like whatever his real name is, Tim Pseudonym Osman, who's does not come across vocally as a very honest person. He's got a very nervous sounding voice amongst other ones out there. I can tell by voices, are they relaxed to what they're saying? No. He's quite stressed about things. Now, I do believe he's not a stupid person. And I think that he's kind of aware that they're going to use this aspersion of, you know, you're saying the weather's manipulated, the Democrats are running the hurricanes. And the next 6 months, I think you're going to start getting people saying, well, these people are crazy. I think he knows that, and he's deliberately staying away from it, and he doesn't want to be mixed in with the whole climate change chemtrail believers. Because there's a lot of people waking up. A lot of people are seeing this stuff. A lot of people are seeing New Zealand. You never saw them in New Zealand. How can you have random planes doing lines in the sky when you've only got a very small population of planes? Now, where I live, it's incredibly small population, the mid-north coast. Every now and then, you get plane after plane after plane doing zigzags and lines and circles and whatever, a little short burst all over the place. Every now and then, you can see the things too. If you know, if it's a clear day before they actually start blocking the sky out and it goes all white like it is now, you can actually see it. There's only a finite amount of planes that go over the top of our heads from to my airport, local airport near me, the Gold Coast airport, there's a number of airports up there, but they're not international airports until you get to Brisbane. They're all local airports. Now, these are hot, much higher flying things. Then every now and then something will come over really low. There's a strange stuff all over my windscreen quite often, white, greyish kind of melange over the windscreen. Something's going on up there. And this is what – so Ab last night tried the same trick as this Portuguese person did, agreeing with IPS. Someone says – what are they spraying? They've all of a sudden got you sucked into saying, well, they've confirmed something's being sprayed. Well, yes, it is being sprayed. I've been around for a long time, and it upsets me to hear someone, anyone, kind of calling me a crazy, or that I'm imagining things when I'm seeing these things. Frank, he's been around for a long time. He's a few years older than me. Most people that have that I get on with anyway, they can see these things, and they know it's just completely different. There's something really strange going on. Obviously, we can't tell you what it is because we're just mere mortals on the ground. We have no idea where they come from. So there's Ab going proudly kind of saying, oh, so where are they coming from? Like, as if the fuck we know. How will we know where they're coming from? Yeah, it could be Guam. It could be from the military bases. But I suggest, and I brought it up last night, the Open Skies Agreement was got nothing to do with passenger jets. It was to do with private enterprise jets. And these aren't military. These are private enterprises. Yes, some of them could be military, but I doubt that. I think these are mercenaries that are doing these flights. That's my gut instinct here. Gut instinct. I had a very funny, changing the subject, I had a funny experience this morning. I went to the toilet, as you do, and I pressed the flush button, and all of a sudden a frog's leg came out from under the U-bend. And I had a big frog had made a home in the U-bend of my toilet. Now, if I'd been a female, I would have got a hell of a fright. You got a slimy hand touching your bottom. But luckily, being a male, you can stand up and do these things. But you got to be careful in this country. Reptiles and particularly frogs make homes all over the place. And I rescued him, and he's now made a little house for himself in my outside shower area on my back porch. And he's very happy, very green. He didn't get anything nasty on him for a frog.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here from the toilet.
Poor little man. And anyway, this whole chemtrail thing. Now, I'm suggesting, so I looked on Facebook tonight. And I saw, nice guys that were good friends of mine, but, they're never going to listen to this. Fuckwits. At the top of the day, because they're a bit older. No, one's older, very interesting guy, a very Hollywood guy. He was very close friends with Raquel Welch. I'll mention his name. Not his name, but he would have mentioned it. She hasn't got a vagina. She's got something else. He would know about that. I won't mention anything else, but he was a ladies' man back in the 70s and 80s of the highest magnitude, celebrity hairdresser. Heterosexual head celebrity hairdresser, no less. And Raquel Welch, according to him, is definitely female. Sorry to break that to you, EGI people out there. And Ab, wishful thinking. If you're hoping she's a bloke or was a bloke, I think you're going to be sadly proven wrong, because I think it's a female, all female. Anyway, he posted a thing about the Democrats and. All the people coming over the border, bringing drugs and kind of making jokes about the whole immigration thing from America. This is a guy in Australia, Englishman, making jokes about immigration, all the things Trump's saying. Another friend of mine commented, he said, oh, you just remember though, they're controlling the Democrats are controlling the hurricanes from their remote control, whatever. And it's like, now they suddenly realize Tucker Carlson has had a huge effect over here because he's been touring here recently. He's the guy saying that the Democrats are controlling the weather, I do believe. Now, they're going to use this from up on high to ridicule you. That's why maybe IPS, maybe this is why he's so adamantly against it, because he knows something. There has been a few rumors about his background, I'll have to say that, that he's like a professional troll. Yet he has some of the greatest, most interesting shows I've listened to. And it was Ab that made me listen to him, and it's all his fault. All his fault. So next thing you know, you've got your friends are now thinking, oh, I remember another friend of mine used to go on about chemtrails all the time a few years ago, and straight away I'm going to be put into this crazy bin that they think Tucker Carlson's in. So I messaged him and I said, Tucker Carlson's a CIA operative, just like his father. I said, stop getting triggered. I haven't heard back from him. Nor do I expect to, but there's something going down. Now, this Northern Lights thing is the other big thing. Southern Lights now, as Ed pointed out yesterday. We're getting these giant Aurora Borealis things happening in Australia and New Zealand, where we never, ever saw these before, as far as I'm aware. And I'm a night person that likes staring out at the skies at nighttime. I've got a beautiful, when it's not being sprayed, I'll have to say that, I have the full Milky Way above my head on a clear night. You can literally see the whole Milky Way. Beautiful. No, very little street lights around where I live, very little city lights. It's a semi-rural area. Which is another reason why it's very strange when you suddenly get plane after plane after plane doing lines about an inch apart up and down the coast. This is not normal. Not normal. I'll reiterate that. Completely abnormal. But because people, and they knew it, they picked the time to do it, the smartphone came out in the mobile phone came out in the 90s, but the screen started getting used a lot more early 2000s, and then the iPhone came out, and then people literally are just staring at their fucking phone all day, including myself at times, including myself. I have a 5G phone. I was a 5G activist. I've got a 5G phone. Am I frightened of 5G? No, but I am careful with it. I don't sit there holding it to my head. Has anyone back in the day used the Ericsson, I think was the worst, the Mars bar shaped one? That phone definitely heated your brain up. And no less than the head of Brain Surgery Australia said he has seen nothing but more issues since the mobile phone came out. This is the guy who spent so much time pulling tumors out of people's brains. He said these are dangerous. So I listen to him over IPS. You know, and anyone that says, how can something invisible hurt you, hasn't been in the car when someone's got a stomach issue and is emanating toxic fumes out of their rectal area. Invisible things can be quite nasty. You don't need to see it for it to affect you. So next time, get into a car with someone that's got just eaten a whole lot of mung bean, got a stomach condition, and tell me that invisible things can't hurt you. They may not hurt you. Well, I think they possibly aren't good for you to inhale that kind of toxin. But, yeah, those are there. And microwaves, obviously, are invisible. Put your, I'll get a little tiny piece of aluminium foil and put it on inside your microwave and turn it on. Very fine piece of aluminium, it starts sparking and emanating and it heats right up. Anything with water in it, the molecules heats up. So microwaves are bad. The 5G towers that we've got every single where now, everywhere, can they be turned up? I do believe they can. So these things are emitting a very low frequency at the moment, but I think in the future, if they really want to do some land clearances, they're going to be turning the things up. That was on the latest War of the Worlds. I've mentioned this before, I'm repeating myself, but it's crucial information. The French War of the Worlds, is it Netflix or one of those TV shows well worth watching? That's how they kill a lot of people at the beginning of the show. Now, I'm suggesting that you've got to be careful with ionizing or non-ionizing radiation or microwave. It's the same with these Apple headphones that everyone that's got these wireless headphones in their ears. These things are heating up that very fine barrier in your brain. There's a blood-brain barrier. You've got, it's infrared they're using. The technology is infrared. Infrared is not good for you. Why do the military, the Navy particularly, the radar stations have everyone wearing heatproof suits? It's because they are aware of the dangers of microwave. It heats you up. You're made of water. Is it 40, 50, 60, 70%, whatever it is? You can heat up, and it does happen. I myself did a just sorry, I pulled out of it, but I was about to do when the microphone, the mobile phone towers first started getting erected in Australia. I did the brief safety course that you had to do before you could work on these things. You had to do an induction, and they said these things heat you up and you are to wear heat-proof overalls, microwave, probably inlaid with silver or lead. Probably it would have been silver, I'd say, silver, spun silver. It prevents the microwave, or copper. Copper's another good one. If you've got issues with smart meters and things like that, you can paint your walls with copper paint. It costs a lot of money, but it will stop you getting headaches and things like that if you've got a smart meter against your wall. And a lot of people have got them. I haven't. I've refused to get one, and I'm not going to get one. I'll just tell you that out there on the ether. So I suggest that IPS is either two things. He's either a troll and he just likes aggravating people, or he is being smart and he doesn't want to get tied in. And I kind of got that kind of gist off him anyway yesterday, that he said that maybe these things could be doing it, but I just don't want to be tied up. He doesn't want to be part of an anti-vaccination thing, which is understandable. He doesn't want to be part of a anti-chemtrail thing, because I think he's either canny enough, because he looks crafty. He's got a crafty look about him. Nervous voice, though. Nervous voice. But there's two reasons. He could be just doing it because he does not want to get, because I think there could be a big censorship thing coming through, and they're just going to go, have you mentioned chemtrails? You're a conspiracy theorist lunatic. Get rid of you. Get rid of you. Get rid of you. Because he's got enough censorship issues going on as it is. And again, I still enjoy the show apart from when he brings it up, and I try not to get triggered, but the other night I was listening to him and this Portuguese gentleman who I've spoken to a few times, both kind of implying that the average person is against you if they say, what are they spraying? What are they spraying? Just a simple question that to them they're implying that these people are putting a weapon into their head and they're causing you to go, them to be fearful or you to be fearful, whatever it is. I'm not fearful about any of this stuff. I'm cautious about it, though. Cautious about it. Anyway, what else can we talk about here on this impromptu a be told? Where I've already talked way too much. I mentioned last night, though, I'll talk about one of the big conspiracy theories, the face of Mars theory, which could be and could not be anything other than just a blur or a photoshopped image. But that was one of the hugest conspiracy candy things back before the internet, was the face of Mars. I went to see David Hatcher-Childress and the other guy that actually pushed the face of Mars. What's his name? I'm sorry. You're listening to Be Told. Richard Hoagland.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Corbett the Frog here from Japan. Corbett the Frog from Japan. I haven't listened to Corbett the Frog from Japan for a long time, but always interesting. He does some not bad stuff. Not bad stuff. James Corbett. Yeah, he listened to Rick on the 14th. Oh, my God, I said 13th, didn't I? Oh, it's the 14th. It's Monday. Monday the 14th of October. Did I say the 13th? Or maybe I didn't. I can't remember. Anyway, Richard Hoagland came out with this Face of Mars thing. I went to a couple of Nexus conferences. Nexus Magazine's one of the great kind of not just conspiracy, it was kind of unknown, it was everything. But I know it's my favourite subject, is the unknown. The unknown. I also brought up Bob Lazar last night. And Bob Lazar, Majestic 12. Now, I suggest Bob Lazar was just the, if you've ever seen The Office, the American version, the the dummy guy that's always, they're always playing practical jokes on. He would have been probably an employee at maybe NASA, and they went, they're going to fool him and make him think, and they're going to take him out and have him meet a whole lot of alien greys that be other members of the office dressed up as alien greys. They'll probably put something in his coffee. What's the guy's name? Is it in the office? I'm going to find out now. I'm going to do live question. What's the name of the guy in the office, the American, they're always playing jokes on? Dwight. So Bob Lazar is the Dwight from The Office. That's a really funny show, way funnier than the English. I could bring that one up. I think the American Office is five times funnier than the English version. I'm not a big fan of Ricky Gervais. Or Ricky Gerbil. Gervais, Gerbil, sounds the same. Means the same. Pain in the ass. Anyway, I reckon Bob Lazar, and this guy, he literally came out of nowhere as a whistleblower saying that there's white hats and black. He did say he didn't call them white hats or black hats, but he said there was the good guys, the white, the good guys and the, here we go, it says, Lazar further states that he was originally hired to replace one of a number of people supposedly killed in an accident passed off as an unannounced nuclear test. Okay, code there, bullshit. He vaguely recalls more about the cover-up accident in this, in 120 or so briefing papers that he was given to study. Now, so they gave him all this bullshit. And he was the Dwight of the NASA. So supposedly an ongoing exchange of information between scientists and aliens in 1979 came to a bad end deep in 6-4, or South 4, whatever they're talking about. Interviewed by Timothy Good, Lazar has stated, according to what I read, it had something to do with the bullets in the security guards. The security guards were carrying, and they were dealing with aliens in the middle of the desert, right? This is me talking here. They were told they couldn't enter the area with bullets, possibly because it was hazardous. The bullets could explode through some field or whatever. Either someone attempted to enter with the bullets in their gun or had a gun in his hand, and the security people were killed by head wounds. Their heads exploded. It was very nondescriptive but I think that all the scientists were also killed also. So he was kind of implying there's this scientists and aliens were all doing these secret deals with each other. I'm telling you now, Bob Lazar was just the Dwight that was deliberately given papers to read. He read a few bullshit stories, and then he came out as a whistleblower and probably paid a lot of money to go around traveling around saying there was an alien agenda. Guaranteed. Highly interesting story for the conspiracy theorists out there. And that's what they're giving us. They just give us interesting stories. And they've given us all these TV shows like, you know, we talked about Kolchak the other night. It was one of the later ones. Is the invaders, aliens. There was In Search Of, there was the 50s and 60s shows. There was a couple that you wouldn't really know about that were actually just as good as the, what's that one? Not X-Files, but before the X-Files, there was some really good science fiction shows. They were all written very well by some really good science fiction writers out there. To get you into this whole unknown thing. And I was a part of it. I was sucked into it, be told. I mean, I was very much into every different aspect of the unknown. But this is what they were doing, was keeping you from looking at just the simple thing that you're being controlled by a cabal of, we'll summarize it by Satanists, but communist / socialist, all the same thing. Agenda to remove your rights, remove private property, take your rights to drive a vehicle, your rights to drive a vehicle without a license. That was, you didn't need a license back in the day, just putting water in a cup. All these things were going on. And when people started waking up, and I do think they knew people were going to start waking up to this, but the scam, they made sure that the clever minds out there were tangled up in a whole thing of science fiction, ghosts, UFOs, alien agenda, religion, sport, politics, every different rabbit hole they could possibly open up and throw you down. You were thrown down. Whereas the average butcher, or a guy that was just he wasn't into reading all these conspiracy type things, but he was listening to people coming and mentioning things and talking about things. You get it, a more honest appraisal of what life was by a butcher or just the average person, in my case, the cleaner or whatever. I decided to put the painter. You speak to people. You're not living in a, working in an office with, fluoro lights blinding you and computer screens baffling you. And you actually got to speak to real people, and you could see there was things going on. Things were getting tougher. Interest rates were going up. They didn't want you to know anything about the money system, rip-offopoly, which is what it is, where the banks are creating money out of thin air and then charging you interest to use it. So they made sure that an investigative mind was sucked in by all these TV shows. TV was a very important part of the whole thing. It was broadcast at that 180p flicker rate, so you were hypnotized by it. So you were watching TV, you were getting involved with soap operas on TV. You just weren't part of the whole thing. Then they decided they wanted you to get right into the unknown, so you had Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World, In Search Of, hosted by Spock himself, and a number of other great mystery shows in the 70s that were going to herd you into Sasquatches, aliens, Bermuda Triangle, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then they brought the conspiracy whole thing out. I was bringing it up last night. There was some kind of weird software program called Majestic, by coincidence to Bob Lazar's Majestic 12, where they were encouraging people to set up sites and new websites, blogs or forums, and deliberately put false information into those forums. And you got points for it. It was like it was a set-up game, but in actual fact you were setting up fake sites and stuff like that. So professional trolls were there doing this thing. So it kept that the internet was part of this whole collapse of intelligent minds. And now I'm just sad to see guys that I thought would pick up on what's going on in the news. No, they're not. They're completely baffled by what Trump's doing and what Kamala Harris is doing and red and blue and the sport team and going and seeing old shows. We just had this huge concert this weekend in Sydney. The winner is of Cold Chisel. It's a great band, and I saw them when they were on fire in 83, 84, and they had NXS supporting them when they were very young guys. And Jimmy Barnes was a Scots-Australian, two bottles of vodka on stage, lead guitarist, a bottle of vodka at least, and it was the best. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, a guy diving into the concert and fighting with the mongrel mob, getting back up on stage, singing his heart out, incredible singer. Now, they're a very nostalgic band for Australians, so all the normie people I know were out there at this concert at Fox Studios under a big giant tent, the three-ring circus. Dave J would understand what I'm talking about there, the three-ring circus. And they all seemed to be, all the normie people I know were all there singing away to these songs from the 70s, 80s and 90s, or certainly 70s and 80s. It was like all the people I knew that were just baffled or were out there, and it's kind of reiterating that everything's all right. This is the old songs are still being played. This band had retired five times before, and they're back again. Oasis has just reformed, and this is doing it for England. It's interesting that there's all these big name kind of popular bands reforming at the moment. So you kind of still think you're back in 1980 or 1970 or 1990 or whatever, 95, 3, 96, whenever when Oasis come out. Now, I'm no fan of Oasis, but, I'm particularly no fan of Liam Gallagher. I mean, personally, I would like Liam Gallagher to be buried at Westminster Cathedral with full military honours, but I'd like it done tomorrow, not whenever he dies in the future. I'd like it done as soon as possible. I just stole the joke from Sid Snot from Kenny Everett there. He did that with Elton John. Very funny gag. Liam Gallagher, what a pain in the ass. Absolute nightmare of a guy. How does that guy want getting his head knocked off the shoulders by some normal person? But so Oasis are coming and touring here. That's big news. Just bullshit, low-rent Beatles covers band. That's all they were to me. But they're doing this whole big thing. It's nostalgia. Nostalgia helps you forget about what you're going through and go into the past. Now, me and Rollo are going to do a show called Nostalgia, Rick and Rollo Nostalgia, based on the fact that we love talking about the old stuff, but we still can talk about the COVID scam and everything like that at the same time if we want to. So you've got to remember your past with affection. Also remember your recent past and your very possible future. Be told. You need to know that. It seems to be strange, though, that Cold Chisel would suddenly reform right now. And even though Jimmy Barnes had heart issues, I thought he was going to die on stage in the last few concerts, but he didn't. He's still going. But all the normie people, so I find the stuff on Facebook. Facebook is still good to find out how your stupid friends are all living their lives. And they're singing away to these old songs, oblivious to the roads being narrowed, their power bills, food bills going through the roof, possible nuclear war about to happen. This is what's being told to them. All sorts of other bullshit, you know, so they're all going to this cognitive dissonance, you know. Like, I imagine this year, Christmas will be a very big event because you've got a lot of people, and I loved Christmas as a child. It was a fantastic time. No school. That was one of my favourite things. 6 weeks of holiday. Fantastic. But Christmas was a really magical time. But it's also a part of this cognitive dissonance thing now. People, they go into their happy place and Christmas comes and they go overboard with decorations and, you know, all going mental before this, you know, nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing to do with Christianity. More astro theology, you know, where the sun goes and hangs for 3 days in the sky and starts again and there's a new year, blah, 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 blah. Totally Babylonian ceremony. It's got nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing to do with Christianity. Times Square is a very important part of that whole thing. That's a very much in this astro-theology weird kind of thing that Times Square, it's called Times Square for a reason. I think Bong Visations will probably talk about that one day. Times Square, and you just have this big clock ticking away and you go back into this new thing and they have huge fireworks displays and the winner is in Sydney where the dogs, the cats, the birds get frightened to fuck. There's pollution of the highest magnitude, yet it still goes ahead. Why is this so? Is there some kind of Babylonian?
The winner is Sydney.
Thank you, Joel. Yeah, so with this fireworks displays. Now, I've been on about this many, many times. I haven't done it on the Big Be Told show, though, but why are they allowed to blow to pieces millions of dollars worth of explosives when you're not allowed to allegedly use an electric toaster in some cases or having a gas stovetop because you're just destroying the earth? They can blow up a million plus, up to $10 million or maybe $50 million worth of high explosives on Chinese New Year and Western New Year, and they get away with it every year. It causes mass pollution. Dogs go absolutely berserk, and so many dogs run away and go into hiding because they can't stand that the high-impact explosions. The birds, you can just hear the seagulls just flying around, freaking out. Now, where are all the greenies when there's a fireworks display? Answer me that. Where are they? I tell you what, they don't want anything to do with it. They just love it. Everyone loves this kind of weird, bizarre, occult ritual every New Year's Eve. And the winner is Sydney. And I loved fireworks as a child, but I couldn't believe the change that when I became an adult. I went, this causes. I used to go to people's houses and they said, oh, their dog. They had two German shepherds in one case, and they just ran around the house, screaming, like weep. Dogs don't weep, but they were howling and literally defecating everywhere because of the noise of the fireworks. And this happens to multiple, thousands and thousands of dogs every New Year's Eve, and the winner is Sidininini. But yet no one cares. They allow this to happen. It's just some kind of, there's something that they have to do about this fire. There's something there. It's not good. No. It's not good. It's really bad. But why are they doing it? I've got no idea. But there's a there, 100%. 100%. Now, I'm going to probably wind it up soon because this is just a be told, which is, you know, between 30 and 40 minutes usually, or sometimes up to 1 hour. We'll recommend, though, truthmeets.com. Joel's just knocked out a wonderful music from the Fake Hollywood Australia Roundtable, the greatest show ever recorded by the Rollo Noise Level / Golden Skill Mark / Living Man, myself and Joel, with plenty of guests back in the day. He's knocked out a music, Fart Podcast music show again. So if you go into truthmeets.com or go into the Discord, Truth Meets Discord, go to truthmeets.com and just scroll up onto the new shows and it'll be there. It'll be there. It'll be waiting for you. So highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And there'll be a Be Told in the next couple of days, I would say. There's probably a Wednesday show that's being knocked out by the girls. Purple Plan, Verilicious, and Meditating as a Habit. I think there's a few people doing that. Good stuff. So truthmeets.com, Be Told. Fantastic. Fake Hollywood Australia Roundtable, 50 episodes, and then two reunion episodes out there that are also on there. Highly recommend those. You're going to get some prescient forecasting on those shows, particularly by myself. I have to brag about that, for saying that something's coming, and sure enough, these things happen. But yeah, these were recorded the last about 4 years ago, I think we did our first one. Six years ago, I think we did our first one, and the last one was early this year. But yeah, truthmeets.com. Send a donation in. You're listening to truthmeets.com.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
We're going to Be Told show on Monday, the 14th of October, 2024. I'll just have to remind anyone to listen to the Bongversation. A whole new concept of Bongversation. We've done the numbers, the mind numbers, 1 to 10. That was episodes 1 to 9. And now we just did episode 10. Our new thing is Disney. And I'll tell you now, Dave J has really come to the table with the healthy meat and the herb with this one. It's really interesting. I'm a big Disney fanatic. Big Disney fanatic. I collected Mickey Mouse, Uncle Scrooge, all of their great Carl Barks stories of Donald Duck, etc., from the 60s and 70s, probably 50s, 60s and 70s. So I collected them back in the day. I had never been to Disneyland. I would love to have gone to Disneyland, but I'm not from America. I've never been to America yet. Yet, if someone's willing to pay for me, I'll come over there and entertain them. There you go. But if I have to pay for it myself, sadly, I will. But I'm very happy to come over there, though. I'd love to do a visit to America. Anyway, we talk about the – we're going back to 55 to when Disneyland first opened its doors in California. And Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, Frontierland, and whatever land it was, we're discussing – the rides on it. And yesterday, the show, which is going to come out in the next couple of days, I highly recommend you if you're into that, because Dave J breaks down Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and it is absolutely really interesting stuff. I'll just say some of the names. Smollett, you might have heard that name before. That's in there. The whole legal system. The lights, we brought Wind in the Willows, one of my favorite childhood books, and a very good breakdown of The Shining, which ties in Wind in the Willows. Would you believe that? I wouldn't have believed that, but yeah, Dave J does it. And I'm there helping out and, you know, offering a few funny anecdotes or whatever in between. But this guy is, I'm really happy that we've ended up getting to the stage, and I think it's a really interesting show. One of the shows if I wasn't on it myself, I would be tuning into every week, be told. Highly recommend. So Truth Meets it's quality over quantity, quality over quantity, and you're getting some really good shows there, so highly recommend it. I did two, babbled myself away on this, but on fakeholdersradio.com. I did Saturday and Sunday, and I did talk too much. I cannot shut my mouth, and I've got so much just information in my head. I was invited to go in there, and I did it. If you didn't want me to do it, I wouldn't have done it, but I went in there, and I did probably at least 4 or 5 hours over two nights of very interesting information. So if you go into fakeholders, audio chats, you'll listen to me babbling away for at least 3 hours. On two nights, maybe 6 hours. Anyway, on that note, Be Told number 9 or 10. I think it was Be Told number 9 or Be Told number 10. Be Told number 10. I think we'll go out when I'll send it to Joel. We're caught in a trap. And I think the conspiracy theorists could be caught in the trap. And that was Elvis Presley in there. If you listen to IPS and Jurassic Liars, who's my favorite of all time, guest on that show. Jurassic Liars is absolutely, he's come up with the most incredible coincidences with Elvis and Trump and who else? Elvis and Trump. Mainly Elvis and Trump. Incredible coincidences, synchronicities. Highly recommend Jurassic Liars if he's got his own YouTube. Go on into it, and it's just mind-blowing. But I think, yeah, I'll send it to Joel tonight, but I think we'll go up with Elvis Lee's We're Caught in a Trap, because I'm not getting a bit concerned about this. You know, I've been babbling away about chemtrails for years. Is it going to be something that we're going to use to take your freedom away from you in the future, or just convince your friends and family that you're mentally ill? It could be, and we could be getting caught in a trap. So on that note, on the Monday, the 14th of October, I'll be back again, guaranteed, this week with a whole lot of interesting information. You can guarantee that one. And another show, episode of Bongversations number 11 next week. So thank you, everybody. On that note, I'll be going off into the ether. Thank you so much. Bye.
Honey, you know I have never lied to you.